Dear sisters and brothers, today we welcome Antoine, author of the blog Recreating Balance and member of the Prepare for Change website team. Antoine is a very connected, driven and dedicated person, working full-time for the community to change the situation here. His knowledge is a combination of personal researches, intuition collected since a very young age, and intel information. This creates a world of great value, and I'm happy we can finally hear him like this for the first time. Throughout the interview, we'll have musical breaks from Antoine's Last Sound Healing CD, which you can get on his blog if you would like to support his work for the liberation of the planet. You will find all the links in the description of this video below, and also including the weekly liberation meditation. Let's open the minds. Antoine, we're here to talk together. First, because you're working a lot on that subject, you have your blog Recreating Balance. Can you tell us about the goddess energy? What are the specificity of the divine masculine? And how one needs the other, how it works together?
Basically, it's the key, the foundation for all life. Any creation, any aspect of us, within us and outside of us, on any plane, any space, any time, is based on those two polarities. Because this was the first you had the source, the creator of everything, and that creator, the first creation was to divide itself into those two polarities. And the main Archon Dark Forces program is that those polarities are incompatible and cannot connect with each other. And this is not true. Like, outside of this planet, where outside of this veil, in worlds of light, those two energies just are in perfect harmony with each other naturally. They dance with each other and they are complementary. And actually, you cannot think of one without the other. You cannot even conceive one without the other, because they cannot exist separately. The feminine aspect is the aspect that we are all one. It's the receptive aspect. For example, if you look at the moon, which is a famous goddess archetype, it does not generate light actively. It generates light by receiving it. And a yoni also is a receptive element. It's a hole that receives, that can hold and welcome things. And it's a very important and needed aspect of creation that's often looked down or thought to be stupid or useless. If somebody is just listening or passive, or they, in the dark society, in the matrix, they're considered useless. And by thinking of things like that, we just bound to create disharmony and conflicts. And the other side, the masculine, is the active principle, the movement. And it's the movement of the lingam inside the yoni. Because those sexual organs is the basis, it's the fractal representation of life itself. And so that movement, if you have a movement from point A to point B, then you have two different points, and then you've created distinction. And in the New Age, it's been given a very bad image, the distinction. But it's needed, otherwise we would just look around and see one big ball of light. But you need the distinction to have creation.
You mean contrast, to make one thing be, you can observe it and it's...
Exactly, yeah. If you take any tree and any leaf on a tree, they're all different. They're all unique. There's no two leaves that are the same. Yeah. There's no two humans that are the same. There's no two moments that are the same. And if you didn't have this, you couldn't have creation. And so both aspects need to always be balanced. and the movement and the receptivity needs to be balanced. So if you cannot think of the two separately, because if you want to be receptive, if you want to activate and revive true healthy feminine energy, then you need to observe nature and see how does it work, like the moon and the yoni, and the nature of the feminine energy is to be receptive and listen and feel each other and have compassion and you know, be able to listen to somebody. If right now we're having an interview and we were both try to talk at the same time and there would not be anybody listening, it wouldn't work. We wouldn't be able to create anything. And in human society, it works like this very often. People just, they want to put out their vision, my idea, and they don't want to hear anything. And there's no creation done. And nobody works together and everybody works isolated. And this is the clear manifestation of lack of feminine energy. If you can't think of the two together, it's because if you want to be receptive, you have to have something to receive. You need the masculine to be receptive. You need the action to receive it. Otherwise, you have nothing to receive. And if you're afraid of the masculine and you think that you can bring more feminine by suppressing the masculine, then you're just decided not to be receptive to the masculine action, you automatically you've repressed the feminine also. So if you repress one, you repress the two. It's automatic. And
because you suppress receiving, you're afraid of the masculine. You think there is too much masculine.
Yeah.
I got to create balance, and then you begin to suppress receiving, and in fact you're not balancing. You're just cutting, like, the masculine aspect and the feminine aspect at the same time.
Exactly. And so they need each other. They are lovers. They're like a twin flame couple. That's for me the best way of thinking of these energies. Is you can imagine Isis and Ashtar, who are twin flames, and they are perfect complement of each other. And you cannot have one without the other. It's the duality thinking to think that, you know, they are contradictory, or you need to fight, you know, one against the other, gender wars and all these programs. It's nonsense. Like, only to bring balance, it's only with love for each other, like a couple, and that couple starts within us. Like, we all have both energies within, and we all need to have a balance of being able to be yourself, your own self, that's not the product of the external stuff, which is the masculine aspect, but also to be able to listen to each other and say, okay, maybe he or she has a point, maybe, you know, maybe even if I, this is not my path, maybe, you know, it's good anyway. And, you know, if somebody has a project, we need to support each other. I mean, in human society, humans are created as soul families. It's like a mandala where every human has a place. And to be able to recreate that mandala with your soul family, you need to support each other. So if you have a project and you want to start something, you're most likely not going to be able to do it all yourself. I mean, even if you want to create some art or to write a book or to harvest some food, you're still going to need people to listen to your music or to buy your food. Or we're not created isolated. Nothing exists in isolation. Like, you cannot take a human or a tree and put it in its own bubble universe. It exists because it's part of whole. That's just the unity aspect. You only exist because you're one, and you're one with the whole living organism of, you know, the whole planet, but also the whole cosmos, the whole universe, the whole galaxy, etc.
Do you think it's a specificity of our plan, our dimension, like the, maybe duality is not the right word, but the two sides, like feminine and masculine, and which does not exist, like on in the fourth, maybe not fourth, but fifth dimension, like there's more oneness and not anymore like, you know, masculine and feminine?
No, as far as I understand, there's always the polarity. Because even if you go on higher planes, there will still be a distinction between different ascendant beings, different planets, different places. And this is the masculine aspect, and there still will be the unity. So as long as you have individuality and unity, you have polarity. And even as you go higher and higher into the highest planes, as far as I understand, you unite with Source, you're one with Source, but you still have that dance. And Source itself is dance of the two. Source is receptivity, unity, and its movement, and action, and individuality. It's one, it's true, so the feminine energy is a key to connect to Source, because the Source is one, it's unity. But the Source is also exploring and creating movements and different actions and different moments, you know, one after the other. So as far as I understand, there's always both in any creation.
So Source would be more like a polarity unified.
Yes, yes, in Source they're both integrated with each other, and there's no duality. But you can have that even in the third dimension. If you have a third dimension or physical world that's really connected with the light, with the Source, which we don't have right now on Earth, obviously, but on other planets it exists. Naturally, the two polarities are integrated with each other, and men and women are in perfect balance, and the two energies are in perfect balance, and then you have a world of pure harmony. Mm. And it can exist in the physical. It can exist anywhere. Because this is the true nature of Source, so therefore it can exist. One of the difficulty here is that there's many things that are negative and that we shouldn't receive. Like if somebody is active, is masculine, and is reaching out to somebody else, but is not doing it in respect, it's not doing it in a balanced way, and there's distorted elements, there may be aggressivity or something like that, we should not receive it. We are not to tolerate things like this, because if you tolerate something, then you give it consent, and then it's your free will creates reality. So if you give consent to something, it's like you just gave authorization for something to exist in reality. If you say no, if you just don't accept it in your life, then it's a creator decision that you will not allow this to exist anymore. And in the physical world, it's dense and it takes time, but it's still that process. If you take that decision, it will manifest. So we need to not accept and receive everything that's distorted. Not watch TV, not eat GMOs, etc., etc. That's the very difficult balance on this planet, is to be able to not receive that, the negative parts, and at the same time stay open to each other.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult, because you see that very clearly in big cities. Everybody is just afraid of each other and closed, and even in smaller villages. And then we all are kind of exploding. It's like a pressure cooker, because we need to be received, we need the balance. And so we want people to hear us and to see us, but at the same time we're afraid to do that for each other. And so it's got to start somewhere, and it's got to start in balance, where we can receive each other and also work on the way we reach out to others, the way we, you know, put out our expression has to be healthy. And it's up to everybody to work on both sides.
Yeah, you made me think of something, saying receiving and the communication. It seems to me like the difficult part is here we have is to say no. Yeah, there's two things. To say no to something, but without any aggressivity. I mean, doing it the right way.
Yeah.
And I think we have to learn a lot about that. So how can we do that, you think?
It's something I'm also kind of still learning myself, because by nature I say no to things that I don't want because it just hurts. So naturally there's a reaction.
Mm.
I don't want that pain. So there can be a very strong physical and emotional reaction of this hurts me. I don't want it. But in interactions between people, between friends, etc., this kind of situation can really spiral into more and more nonsense.
Mm.
So, especially if archons and negative beings are amplifying the conflict, so it's something. Yeah, I'm learning, and I've done some work on the last few months of to be able to not compromise, but to not compromise softly.
Mm.
And it's a matter of in the moment. One of the key is to learn to listen. Maybe even if you're in reaction, and you can feel these sensations in your guts and in your body and in your brain and. There's all this stuff going on, and if there's all this stuff going on internally, we're not able to listen to what the other is saying anymore. And then it's not possible. It's bound to explode. So the first key is to be able to stop the reaction just enough to... That doesn't mean to forget about it, or you don't have to be violent with it. Just tell your reaction to say, okay, hold on a minute, I'm listening to you. So here is the first step for the goddess, is to be able to listen to yourself and your own reaction and say, okay, I'm listening to you, I heard you, and I'm not ignoring you. I just need to also listen to what the other is saying so that I can understand this situation correctly. And because people identify too much with the reaction and they think they are it, then they are not able to have like a something to oversee the whole process. But we are not the physical or the emotional or the mental reactions. We're beyond, we're source, and we're eternal souls. And so we have to think things from that perspective, and from that perspective we're able to calm down the reaction, listen to it, and listen to the others. And then once you've listened to all the aspects in a calm way and filtered them through all your mental ideas, all your heart feelings, all your gut feelings, then you can make a decision, and usually it will be much more accurate and harmonious. So it's a matter of cooling it down and slowing it down. There's one of the key also for the goddess is slow energy. The masculine is always movement, fast, fast, fast. And if you take things slower, then you're able to observe more. And then you're able to be more receptive. And there's nothing wrong with fast. It's just balance, always balance. This is the reflex. And the reflex that has been taught to humanity for thousands of years in quarantine Earth is to go in one polarity or the other. Either you're receptive and you just shut up and you don't express and you repress your own expression. Either it's just you and express and you don't listen to others. And people in subtle ways, many people are stuck going from one polarity to the other. And they're like, oh no, it's the other one actually that I should do. And then they go back to the other one. Oh, that's the other one I should do. And if you do one separately, it will never work. So it can only work if you do both together. if you can express your own self, your own truth, and listen to the others, and keep doing both in every moment, every day, every step of your journey, then naturally things will resolve very, very effectively, like in people's personal situations and also on the planetary level.
Yeah, you said something like that about the women which have not been able to express for like thousands of years. Mm-hmm. And so you said there is kind of the masculine expression in women. Mm-hmm. Like the movement thing, the expressing and doing things, the action which has been repressed, and now it's coming because things have changed a little since 50 years.
Yeah.
So what can you say about that? Like today, what is the situation like with the last century or last 50 years? It changed, but we still have, as men, we have to do some different things.
Yeah, both genders have a lot of work to do still. But you know, there's different, like you can, it's not about making generalities, like because there's,
yeah,
individuals have, some are more advanced than this, but it's very important that movement that happened since the 50s and feminism, because basically women were, like you said, were repressed for a very long time and were not able to be independent. They couldn't do things by themselves, they couldn't make decisions for themselves, and they weren't able to be expressive and active and independent, which are all masculine qualities. And of course this was a very good liberation, and of course women need to be able to do that. They need to be able to be in their masculine. And it was a very positive thing that they got that liberation, at least to some degree. But the problem is the cabal comes in every time and hijacks the process.
About feminism, and it's been switched, yeah.
So it's been used as a way to suppress feminine energy even more.
Yeah.
And maybe not even more, but just to keep suppressing it. And basically, that liberation was about liberating the masculine energy in women, mostly. And it did not address the feminine energy. And it's something that, you know, women have naturally, they've been shut down for a long time, and they have a lot to say, and they need to be heard. So here is where the men need to integrate their feminine and be able to listen to them. But it won't work if women are in distorted masculine. It's, you know, when you see the yin yang symbol, you always see a little bit of the other in each other.
The dot, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to be a good leader, which leader is nothing wrong with it, it's not the same as being a boss. Leader is just you have an idea and you want to invite people to do it. Like, I want to do something this weekend, let's do it. That's just what it is to be a leader. And if you want to be a good leader, you have to listen to the others.
Yeah.
You have to express yourself and be assertive and say your truth and say what you want and put out your vision in the way you want it. Still, you have to also listen to the others, or it will not work. And this is clearly, you can see, this is the balance. You cannot do anything without balance. You cannot be masculine without balance. And same with the feminine. It's like, yeah, you have to listen to the others and what they're saying, and you know, if you like it, you know, you can support it, and this is how we can create a better world together, by supporting each other. But you cannot do this if you just repress yourself and your own expression, your own truth, your own individual way of doing things. Otherwise, you're just shutting yourself down, and then you're just gonna be, you know, angry inside. And somehow, one way or the other, it's gonna come out. And often it comes out and people don't even realize that that's what's coming out. But it does. It's just something that's been repressed that needs to come out, because the masculine nature is movement, and it cannot do otherwise than moving. It's gotta move. And so if it's shut down, it will explode. It's like a pressure cooker. It will come out in various distorted ways. And if you're not even aware that that's what it is, and that's its repressed energy that's not being allowed, it will explode. And so this is where also, again, the feminine is needed to be allowed your own masculine. Mm. It's always, no matter how, you know, you want to look at it, you always end up on balance, because that's the nature of Source.
About that, why right now? Because you made lots of work of energetic work to bring the goddess back, like meditations, or even how do we say that in French? Like really energetic work on the grid.
Yeah.
You did it in Paris, at different places, important places, energetic places, like Notre Dame, which was, as you told us, was a temple, Isis temple, mm-hmm. like the goddess temple in the beginning. So why now? Like, is it like a step which was needed to be done to change things and to be able to go on and to...
You mean why did we only focus on the goddess?
Yes.
Well, it's like a scales, you know, like you have two plates with weights on both sides. If you have too many weights on one side, you need to put some on the other.
So there was simply too much masculine energy since too long.
Yeah, especially in France, in Paris.
Yeah.
It's, you can see, you walk in the streets and it's everybody's afraid of each other, of receiving each other, and everybody's like a pressure cooker. And it explodes often. And this is just not enough feminine. So we need that presence. But it has to be the really healthy feminine. It's not about gender wars. It has to be that healthy, original, true presence of acceptance and receptivity and calm and listening and softness. Mm. And so this is, you know, what we are calling and what we're trying to channel. And it's not just also a mental distant idea somewhere. It's something to practice in our daily behavior. Mm. And, you know, we're all in that process of working on this.
Yeah, I heard you say we have to practice in our daily behavior, because I heard you say every day I think about that, like the goddess energy or the feminine energy, like almost the whole day, because you said I have to look at how people talk and behave, and then you will see, most of the time you see the same schemes going on, like the way people are, like the energies are going when one man talks to a woman, or it can be two men together, but one is kind of not listening to the other. And I remember you said sometimes you're not really listening, you're already thinking about what you're going to say to the other, so you're not receiving.
Yeah.
So there's nothing can happen from that, and it happens a lot of time. And I remember you said, I'm watching that every day, even on myself.
Yeah.
Kind of stepping back and looking at the situation all the time.
Yeah, it just happens automatically. Because it's something that I just focus on, and masculine and feminine. Since I realized this is the key to all creation, I naturally, when I look at any situation, any moment I'm in, I just look at, okay, here there's somebody who's just talking and not listening. And it, like you said, it can be two women, two men, or one man, a woman. It doesn't matter. It's always that same principle. And often it just happens because we all want to be seen and recognized for who we truly are. And we all, you know, want to share our world. We want, you know, to be loved, and to, but that desire is so intense because it's not fulfilled over time. but it comes out in a moment, and we're just talking about something random, something not so important. And if the other is not listening, oh my God, it just explodes. And then we're like, why, what happened? And it's just because there was no balance.
Yeah.
And in those kind of situations, it's like, there needs to be balance within all participants and then between each other. And so this is when we feel like the pressure cooker is starting and we need to be heard and we're getting angry, and it's like, it's good to just step back, okay, and try to see from the point of view of the soul, not from the reaction, and say, okay, here, this is a part of me that's not been received. It's the part of me that's not been heard and that needs more feminine. But again, sometimes it kind of bothers me to only say it needs more feminine, because it's a part of you that needs to express itself and move and say something and take action. So it needs also more masculine, but it just needs the balance. It just needs also the connection. Like the connection meaning that the masculine energy can enter the feminine.
It needs acceptance, so which is the feminine, so that's why you say feminine, but you need to accept the masculine, so this is masculine too.
Yeah, it's the thing is, it's that because the masculine is kind of already here, it wants to express itself, and the problem is that there's no feminine receiving it. However, the trick if you say, it just needs more feminine, the mind trick that then the archons, all the dark beings, are going to amplify is to say, oh yeah, it just needs the feminine. And then you just shut up. And then you don't say what you wanted to say.
Mm.
What you really felt deep down.
Mm.
And then that masculine hasn't expressed itself. It has not been received. Nothing is solved. And so it's important to always remember that if you want to bring more goddess energy, look at the masculine and accept it.
Yes.
And again, that's why it's so difficult, because also together, the masculine needs to work out a way to say it in a healthy way. If you say something and you know it's not true, don't present it as truth. Just say, okay, I'm going through this, but I know it's nonsense. I just need to let it out. And then then you're giving the space for the other to not receive it, but just listen. And then it's the thing is solved, because you've been heard, but you've also saved the other from having to receive something that's not healthy by telling the other, so this is not true. Don't take it personally, take it as truth. I just need to let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the masculine, that's one of the ways the masculine can express himself, itself, you know, whether it is in a woman or a man, in a more healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
By understanding, okay, is this good? Is this positive? Is this true? Before I say it, you know, it's important. Is this constructive? Do I really want to put out that energy? But sometimes it just needs to come out, because it's just been repressed for so long. And if it's not done consciously, it will come out one way or the other. Masculine will always move.
So you mean in those cases when we already know it's not like the truth, but it needs to come out, maybe we can like do an announcement, like the teaser trailer
exactly.
Of the like, this which is coming is not true, don't be hurt, it's just gonna come out
right.
And go directly.
Yeah.
Interesting way, we should do that.
and you know, there's lots of therapies, like, you know, where people go and they just shout everything they have on their heart.
Yeah.
They just express it.
Yeah.
It's good, because then the energy flows.
Yeah.
And it's allowed, you know, that's one of the key of the feminine, is to allow something. If, you know, the masculine says no, the feminine says yes. The masculine is closed, the feminine is open. Mm. So you be open and allowing to our own process, but from a higher perspective, because otherwise you just get lost in it. Mm. And you don't know what's right, what's wrong. You cannot choose anymore what you want to create, because that's the thing. If you don't have the masculine, and this is a problem that, for example, people who are very sensitive or empath have, is they just receive everything. It's their nature, and it's a great gift of true feminine energy, and they feel the people around them. But the problem on this planet is it's very difficult to be like this. Outside of the veil, it's no problem, because it's all harmony. So these people are enjoying their life very much.
It's going to be great. Later, it's going to be great.
But here, it's very difficult. At the same time, it's a very important energy to anchor and to not shut it down. So if you're like this and you're very receiving and you feel others very strongly, it's important to have the masculine to be able to choose what you want to create in your life, and to be able to say no to this, and allow the feminine to receive only what's healthy for you. Mm. Because otherwise the feminine is suffering, because when it receives stuff that's not healthy, it becomes very hurt, and then it shuts down. Mm. And when the feminine shuts down, we're not happy. Mm. It's bound to happen. Mm. So both polarities within have to be allowed to play their role, and the masculine has to be allowed to say no when something's not healthy, or when something is not exactly what we want, because we just give up our dreams. And then, you know, this is the problem for people who are just don't allow their masculine to focus on what you want. What's the truth? What's the scenario we want on this earth? Do we want to just accept what's going on and just let the cabal do whatever they want and not say no? No. So we need the masculine to step up and do this.
Yeah.
And say, no, we don't want this world anymore. And this is the masculine role. I mean, one of the roles. The other role is the masculine doesn't just react to negativity. It also gives and put out and creates and explores.
Put in action,
yeah.
Positive things.
Yeah. Initiatives, yeah. Things like that.
Creating.
Yeah. But if, you know, if we just do this and we just say no and react and without any receptivity of good things, then we're stuck in, like, you know, the cliche of the desperate conspiracy, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say theorists, because we know conspiracies are truth, but most of them anyways. But it's if you're stuck in just saying no and you don't want to open up and see, okay, there's something to hear, there's something that I can be safe with, that I can be safe to allow, which is the truth, the light, the harmony. If you're just stuck and closed and no, and then again, no balance, and then you have no harmony, no health. Mm. So any level, this is, I think, my main message that I would like to get out is to have the reflex to train ourselves again to, in any moment, any situation, be it, you know, our relationships with each other, our finances, our creativity, planetary level, any situation we are at, in any moment, any day, throughout the day, to remember to have balance. Otherwise, like we've been explaining, there will be no solution. Thank you.
have just one last question. Is there a question I did not ask and you will have want me to ask you?
Maybe talk about grid work. That would be nice because it's also an important thing I'm very busy with at the moment.
I've seen how it works. I mean, yeah, I have questions. Like, people must, if they don't know what it is or how it works, can you explain exactly this, what it is and how it works, why it's important to do it?
Yeah. Basically, we go and do grid work, and we're about a dozen people, and it's good. It helps. And in my vision, we should be dozens, hundreds of people doing this, and we would shift the planet so quickly, because the grid of the Earth is the energy that feeds all life on Earth. It's like the water source that all life drinks from. So if it's polluted, everything's polluted. Our own consciousness, the planetary situation, etc. And so if we work on that, on the water source, everything else will follow much better. And so basically that it's not very complicated. Like it's accessible to almost anybody, where it's simply going to a place physically and anchor the light, the true light from the galactic central sun, call the light beings, do whatever you feel guided, depending also on the location and what are the issues that are happening on that spot. And it can be very simple. Like you've seen, like there was, when we did it together in Paris, there was many people who had never done it before, and I just explained it in just 5-10 minutes, and we did it. It's fairly easy. One thing that's very good to go and do physically is the Goddess Vortex that Cobra has put out, where you spin, and you can just look on his blog, look for the Goddess Vortex, and that's the second part that we do in every weekly meditation. It's very effective, especially if done in groups together, physically in a vortex. And
yeah, can you explain the reason why? Like, you know, like the comparison with like the two sound sources, like two speakers, like one speaker emits energy and right. Two speakers if you put it together.
Right. If you, there's some quantum physicists have talked about that, how if you take music speakers, and you put them in close proximity to each other, the volume will be amplified by the square. So if you have two speakers, it'll be 2 times 2, and the volume will be the sum of 4 individual speakers. And if you have 5, it'll be 25. And 100, it'll be 100,000. Or 10,000, I forgot. It really amplifies a lot, and it's what is music? It's waves. When we meditate, we emit waves also. And if we're at close proximity to each other, those waves amplify. And this is why we meditate at the same time on every week, on the weekly meditation. And so if people are in close proximity in space also, it's even more amplified. So If you find other people locally to do the weekly meditation together, do it with them physically, and it will be much more amplified. And then just look at your city, what's the most famous place? Usually that's where the vortex is. There can be others that are less famous, but it's not by chance that those places are famous, because first, the energy is huge, and naturally people are drawn to it. And second, also often the cabal are doing black magic on those places, and they want people to go there and feed those rituals with their energy. And when we go there, we can switch it, and it won't, like, it's not like the whole city will be shifted overnight. I mean, it might be to a certain degree, but not fully. But at least it anchors some light that right now we're at the end of the cosmic cycle and the light doesn't lose ground anymore. So anytime it's anchored further, it will just expand from there until we reach the point where only light remains. And so every time we work on this, we take a step forward closer to the event. And also we're not alone working on this. Like, there's millions upon millions of light beings who are helping, because we're one with them. And Source has decided that now it's the end of the cosmic cycle, so it's been decreed that no more of disconnection from Source, no more darkness. It never really wanted it, but it had to go through a stage of letting it unfold and finding a way to resolve it appropriately. If it could have, it would have resolved it earlier. But as Cobra explained very well, there's been hostage situations preventing that. Right now, all the means have been put in place, and we've already done much progress on that, and we're well on the way in that progress, in reconnecting everything with the light, with the source, to create just a pure world of harmony everywhere on creation. We don't need the suffering. And this is one thing, if you believe suffering is needed, you're not going to go out and try to change things, right? Because you think, yeah, it's natural, it's meant to be there, so I don't need to change it. And that's very, very convenient for the dark. And so I really don't believe that. Especially, like, I've explained that in my article on my blog called Contingency. And if you go there, you see it on the right side. And creation doesn't work that way. Creation doesn't work with the balance of health and disease and disharmony and harmony. You can only progress and live well and evolve when you have pure harmony. And so now the means have been given and put in place to really end this and end darkness. And so you have millions of beings who are out there helping, and whenever you call them and you anchor them and you use your free will to say you allow them, they can come in. And so you might be just 6 people or a dozen people, there will be many more beings coming in on the etheric and astral planes and working there. And they will remove darkness on all aspects. And you will see things changing. And we're already seeing things changing. And it's not all because of the great work we do, but it's an integral part of it. Again, if you want to go back to balance, we can receive the help. Also, we have to be actors. So this is also something people get stuck with. It's some people say, oh, we just need to receive help and we can't be help and there's no way we can do it. And some people just say, oh no, the light forces won't intervene, we have to do it all. And both of these are stuck in one polarity or the other. And when you're stuck, you can't move forward and you can't find a resolution. You need to allow both to say, okay, we have a role to play because we are the creator. We're not here by chance. We're here because we have a purpose. So let's do that. And at the same time, receive the help from others and allow it to be in our reality. And so if we do that, again, balance is the key. We'll have resolution much, much quicker. Mm.
To be more precise about the meditation for the people, if some of them don't know, it's like meditation has been proved by quantum physics, not physics, but quantum physics, to be effective. How it works, meditation is effective, like lessening the aggression in a city and things like that. Mm-hmm. So this is reality. And the other thing is, it's really simple physics, is the thing about the speaker. This is not quantum physics, it's simple physics, like the two speakers next one to the other and go square as you described. And the last thing is about physics is when we meditate, we create waves, as you said. Mm-hmm. We know that.
You can also measure. There was this famous Maharishi University experiment in DC.
Yeah.
And you can observe that in many, many ways. It's done many, many times, and there's lots of material out there about that. So many people by themselves, they meditate for peace. But the problem here is they work individually, isolated, only on the masculine side. They don't work together in unity. And there's no really balance there. And so it's important to work together also if you want to create that goddess energy, not just speak about it with a mental distant idea that's not being practiced, but actually if we want to put it into reality, we need to work together. And it's something many people have very difficult time with, because not because they have negative intentions, but simply because they don't want to be hurt.
Mm.
And they don't want their life, their mission to be compromised, things like this. Which I can understand. Still, we'll have to find a way to anchor goddess energy, to anchor the divine feminine, to anchor balance. Otherwise, we won't really have progress. So we're working a very fine line to find the balance, because we're working on a landmine. And there's so many traps and difficulties and unhealthy stuff on this planet. But we can do it. And the more and more we move forward and progress, the more and more we can see the traps easily and avoid them. And more we can discern and find a way to cooperate and work together and avoiding the negativity.
What you say makes me think of two things we've been talking about. It's one thing is that we were wondering why, I was wondering and some other people were wondering why there's not as much people doing the meditations of liberation, and you explain us because we have to visualize negative entities to liberate, and because a lot of people read like the Prepare for Change and Cobra blog and everything, but a lot more than how many people are doing the meditation. So we're wondering why, and this is the reason why, because in most spiritual movements they think you must not think about that because you're gonna attract, which I can understand. I used to think like that, but I began to do it and it's okay. And
you have no reptilians coming into your life more.
But I have to say I can be frightened sometimes and everything, but I'm fine. And the second thing is, because we are talking about that, because we have a friend talking, really thinking about the number 144,000 people to make the shift happen, consciousness shift for the whole planet, and then the event will happen. And he was talking about that, and we've been talking about it a lot. And after talking, we came to the conclusion that we took the square, to divide the square of 144,000, say, so how many is it? And it makes like really few, it's like 396, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the hundreds, 300s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the number needed in the same place to do the meditation liberation.
It would be interesting to know if that principle applies to this.
Okay.
Because there's always several factors, and one of the factors is the human collective consciousness.
Mm.
But the human collective consciousness is subject to energy fields, and we create energy fields when we meditate together. And just like the Kabbalah creates energy fields when they do a false flag, they create an energy field of negativity. And that, just like, it works the same way. So if we meditate for peace, we create more peace, an energy field that will generate more peace and can help manifest more peace. When the Kabbalah does an energy false flag, then many people are having negativity together, and they create an energy field which allows the dark forces to manifest more negativity. It would be interesting to see if the square principle applies to the weekly meditation. It would be interesting to see what Cobra thinks about that. One thing I would like to say about the whole story about not wanting to visualize negative entities. I think there would be at least 90% of the human population that never places their attention to negative beings, to reptilians, to archons even less. And if that would make them disappear, we would know. It's been thousands of years and it has not happened. It does not work like that. Precisely, the dark beings do not want to be known. That's the only way they can keep going with their system, is if people are not aware of it. Because the true teachings that have been distorted in the New Age, we're talking about consciousness. Be conscious of it. If you have issues within you, negative patterns, you need to understand them if you want to change them, because you cannot change something you're not conscious of.
Yes, to bring the light, the thing to light, so then it comes to conscious.
Yes, so that famous saying, energy flows where attention goes, it's been given a very different meaning in the New Age. Because the reason why is the New Age movement has largely been infiltrated by the dark forces, especially through the CIA, to put out programs that just keep people stuck. And so if you just ignore things, you're not conscious, you're not going to move forward spiritually or on any level. If you don't have consciousness, you're just going to more and more suffering. So we need to be conscious of what's going on, understand it, and then choose. And what manifests mostly is decisions. And when we do the weekly meditation, we choose a scenario very clearly. We choose that's how we want things to happen. And that's how it manifests. It's not that we're placing attention. Actually, energy flows where attention goes. What it means is that if you send energy to a situation, you can help resolve it. So when we put attention of this with a very clear decision and intention, it helps resolving it and heal it.
This is important, what you explain.
Yeah, and it's not only the weekly meditation, it's any situation in our life. If we have negative patterns that just keep going on and on year after year and we don't know how to solve those, well, what I would say one of the first steps is to look at it, face it, what's actually going on, and honestly, in full honesty of wanting to find the actual truth, not something convenient for who. It's, you know, but that's what the program creates. It's like makes people not want to look at it, not want to look at problems, and then those problems just mushroom, they just amplify, because there's no consciousness there, so there's no light being sent there. One of the things Kopra explained is that the dark forces took people hostages and had exotic bombs that could destroy entire planets, and asked the source to not give information to the Ascended Masters about what they're doing, which meant that the Ascended Masters could not send light to the situations and could not help resolve it, and the situations got much worse. It's the same principle. The Ascended Masters needed consciousness. They needed to be conscious of the thing, to be able to send light and intentions and make decisions about it as creators. But if nobody knows about it, then the situation cannot resolve, because the creator is not somewhere in the sky who's gonna just one day come and solve it. We are the creator, so we have to make those decisions. But we cannot make decisions if we don't know where we're stepping. We have to know what's going on, then we can make decisions.
Yeah.
So consciousness is light. Because naturally, when we're conscious of something, we automatically say, oh, wow, we don't want this. Even if we don't say it out loud, we're naturally like, wow, this is not good. It's not okay. We don't want this. It happens automatically if you have a certain level of connection with Source. So you're conscious of something, automatically people transform it when they become conscious, because automatically, at least on some level, they make a decision. And when you make a decision as creator, things shift.
I think you said the famous last words.
Thank you.
Thank you, Antoine.